Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, March 21st, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions or maybe help answer a specific question you have. We is me, Jill Schlesinger, certified financial planner, and my cohort, Mark Talercio, also a certified financial planner. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jill.
I apologize for being late. It's one of those news organization things where they say, oh, such and such a station wants to do an extra hit with you while you're here. And they tell me what the hit time is, which I said was great, but it wasn't the hit time. It was like when they wanted me ready, and it was 5 minutes after that. And of course, I walk out of the broadcast center and no bus, no cabs. So I hoofed it home. It was fine. Easy.
Well, at least it's a nice spring-like day to do that.
It is. And I'm so happy about that. Do you think that this does weigh on you personally when the weather does change? You feel better?
I don't know if I'd say I feel better, but I can tell you that every season there comes a point when I'm ready for the next season.
Oh, so you just like, you like change, of course.
I do like change, which is, you know, which is why I'm surprised I lived in the desert for so many years, because there's not as much change. But yeah, I'm ready for spring. I am ready.
Very good. Me too. I saw the little buds on the cherry trees in Central Park coming out over the weekend, and I got excited. So here we are. Listen, if you want to share your spring photos, as long as there's an animal in that photo, I'm game. If it's just you, I don't really care. But if you want to send us a picture of your pet, do so. Mark, are we still receiving those pet photos or not?
Yeah. Every once in a while, people will send in something.
Sweet. Well, I want to see those. And if you wouldn't mind, just hop onto our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and we'll get your note and we'll also get your photo. So do that. While you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. Mark, you do a fantastic job with that. Hey, right now, it's time to rock and roll. Let's talk to our listener. This is Everett, who's on the air from Connecticut. Hello, Everett. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks. Oh, I can't complain. Tell us what's going on for you.
So my mom, you know, due to circumstances in the past that are sort of beyond adjusting at this point, got sort of a late start saving for her retirement. And she is approaching the point at which she would like to retire. And she's very nervous. So I was hoping to get your thoughts on her situation, maybe some advice about some moves she could make, some adjustments that might bring her a little closer to being ready.
You're such a good son. That's wonderful. I'm not kidding. That's really lovely. So tell us, how old is mom?
She is, let's see, 63.
Okay. And is she working right now?
She is.
And how much money does she earn?
About 190,000.
Wow. Yeah. I wasn't expecting you to give me such a big income given the circumstances you laid out prior. So that's yeah. kind of great. Okay. So on the $190,000, is she mm-hmm. currently making a contribution to a retirement plan?
Yes. So she's putting in just about the max on both a 403B and a 457.
Oh, okay. So she's a public servant? Yes. Or is she a teacher? Okay.
Yeah, she teaches at a community college.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. That sounds already, I'm feeling like there could be a pension involved. But let's first let's start first with okay. the value of her 403B right now.
Yeah. So I kind of have the combined 403B, 457 divided by so pre-tax $659,974.
Can I call it 660? Why are you making me also like work so hard? 660. Okay, in the combined 403B, 457, and that's the pre-tax portion. Pre-tax. Okay, got it. Next.
Roth, 77,500.
77,500. Okay. This is amazing. Is she entitled to a pension?
She is.
What's that about? Give me the highlights of that.
So that's one of the questions we have. So she has sort of three choices: life annuity, 10-year certain, 20-year certain, and it ranges depending on which option she chooses from about 71,000 per year to 78.
71 to 78. Okay. She's not married?
No.
Okay. What is your estimate of what she needs to live on?
So, right now she is just about using everything that she brings in after tax.
What is that amount?
Probably 125.
All right. So she 10 grand a month is what we need. 10 grand a month net, ideally.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
There are two pieces of real estate that might be relevant.
I love that. hold on. Before we get to the real estate. In that number that we're thinking about in the net, are we going to have to factor in health insurance, or will she be able to get health insurance because of her employment with, as in the community college?
Yeah, I'm realizing that is not a piece of information I have, but okay. she isn't planning to retire until after 65.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm sure that there's some part that is covered. What's her primary residence? Where does she live right now? And what is it worth? Is she living on her own in a house?
Yeah, she lives on her own in a house. It's worth about $280,
mm-hmm.
and she owes $96.
Interest rate?
2.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. What's the other real estate? Rental?
The other real estate is a small house on Cape Cod.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was sort of a lifelong dream of hers that she managed to make happen about 10 years ago now. So that house is probably worth about $450,
mm-hmm.
And she owes about $117 at $275.
Oh, that's pretty cheap. So just so I understand this, the $10,000 a month net, that would actually cover both of these homes? Like, in other words,
so, yeah, and they're okay. supposed to be paid off in about 10 years.
Wow. All right. That's good.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is there money that's in the bank?
Well, so she has two other sort of smallish retirements. So there's a little IRA with mm-hmm. $70,000. And then she had this old Roth account at AXA that was recently moved to like this structured capital annuity something.
Oh, great.
It's about $100,000.
I thought this was going to be $10,000. So this is a Roth annuity now.
Yeah.
There was no reason to do this, but okay. Yeah, it's done.
I felt like we shouldn't do it. And she felt like it was one of those things where they show you, it's like, if the market goes down, your account goes up. And so it was hard to say no when I didn't really understand.
Okay.
But
we're not going to worry about it right now. So we have the primary, the Cape House. Yep. We have the old Roth, which is now an annuity. We have the Roth aspect of her current accounts, her current 660, and then 70 of an old Roth. Any bank accounts, CDs? Yeah. What do you got?
So she has a little side hustle. She's a beekeeper. She does soap and
what
stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of spending in there.
Is there any income?
There is a little bit of income, and in that account, it's like a little LLC, has about $11,000.
Okay.
And then in her main checking, she has like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has an emergency savings that is much smaller than I would like. It's only got about 22. She did recently have like a car. Her car was totaled. Somebody hit her.
Oh, cool.
She had to get a new car. Wait, so that's why the emergency.
So she got that big Tesla. So that was a lot. Yes, big expense.
Yeah.
Will she be entitled to Social Security?
Yes.
And do you happen to know what the estimate is of that Social Security benefit?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, she's been making more than 140 for more than 20 years. I don't
mm-hmm. know. Mark, what should we use for 67? Because I bet we're not going to get mom to work beyond 67, are we?
She would like to go another 3.5 years.
That's all right. That'll take her to her Social Security. So she'll get her Social Security full retirement age. Mark, what should we put in for that?
$3,000.
Yeah. Here's what we got. We got the pension at, let's call it 72, just for the heck of it. And we have the Social Security, which is three. So we have $9,000 taxable of her $10,000 a month that she needs. It's pretty good. She's got all this other money. I think this can work. We want to try to keep the Cape House. Is there any thought that she would sell primary, move to the Cape, or is that off the table? I just want to know. I know that she has to, but is there any game plan around that?
No, I her network is really mm-hmm. near her primary home, mm-hmm. and I don't think she would want to leave that.
Okay,
her social network.
Okay, yeah. We've now accounted for all the assets, right?
Yes.
Mark, do you have some questions for Everett from Connecticut?
No, I'm like you, pretty optimistic. I know mom thinks she's in not great condition and she's really, really worried, but she's basically right there where she needs to be. Considering she got a late start, she's in very good shape.
I was just going to say, I was gearing myself up for a not great situation. I don't know. This seems pretty good. You know what I was thinking, though? Mark, should she stop putting money away into retirement and beef up her checking, emergency reserve, etc.?
Well, definitely the emergency reserve. Even Everett, you know, he said he wants to see it much higher than it is. So I would probably do that for sure. Beyond that, you know, I don't know. She's at the age where she can start dipping into these things if she has to. So
I mean, that's what I would think. I was like, you can pull money out of these accounts.
Right.
I mean, she's going to have taxable income. How would she feel if we just pulled back the 403B versus the 457? Who's sponsoring each of those plans?
So they're both under Empower, which is recently it was with Prudential, but now it's Empower. Mm. And I think right now, that was my other question was, right now it's like 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if it should be a little bit, like, should she do target dates that are a little bit.
I don't think so. Do you, Mark?
No, it's fine. 60-40 is fine. I don't know if she needs to do both of those.
That's what I was thinking.
Do one and then redirect what's going into the other. Maybe open up something like a brokerage account like Jill was mentioning.
Yeah, I'm thinking that basically she's doing all Roth now.
Mostly Roth.
Where is she not doing Roth?
I think that her contributions to both the 403B and the 457 are kind of split. So it's like a bit of pre-tax, a bit of Roth for each of them.
Yeah, I would contribute just to one of them, and I would make all the contributions Roth.
Me too. I think that makes sense.
Kind of, I listen to your show quite a bit, and that's what I was thinking. And it's kind of what I told her I thought you would say.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I really do. I think she's in good shape. Look, you can tell her she knows this. If she can last, the longer she lasts, the better.
Yeah.
Okay? So if it's 3.5 years, all the better. We want her to have her emergency reserve fund up. You know, she doesn't need to have 12 months in the bank necessarily, but it should be a bigger number. I mean, considering that she spends a lot of money, right?
Yeah. My target I told her was I'd like to see 50.
I was thinking the same thing. I think 50 is the right number. And then if she keeps working and we delay Social Security to age 70, I mean, the numbers will be amazing then. But if she just is like, I'm done, that's okay too. She'll make it. She'll make it. Yeah. I think this works. I do. That's so she, awesome. whatever late start she got, I agree with Mark. I mean, really, this is a much better than anticipated story. When you gave the intro, I was like, oh boy, here we go. But this is good.
She likes to tell people she's sure she'll be eating cat food.
Only if she wants to. Does she have a cat? You know, like that's really
good. She doesn't. She raises guiding eyes for the blind dogs.
Oh, what a nice person. I guess the other question is, tell me a little bit about the bee situation. Because I'm kind of scared of bees, but I do like honey.
She loves bees. She gallons of honey. She goes to little farmers markets and stuff. She has eight hives right now. And she has a very small backyard, somehow has eight hives back there. She makes candles and soap and
are you into it or not?
It's not my thing. I like the honey.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm all into that. Delicious. All right. Everett's mom, listen to me. You're in good shape. Stop telling people you're going to eat cat food unless you just want like the sappy sob story. You're in good shape. And we think you're ready to rock and roll. So we are going to send you off with an excellent report card, Everett, for your mom. You're a great kid, so thank you for giving us a holler. And for everyone out there worried about their adult parents, give us a jingle. Let us know. Go to jillandmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. We want to help you with your parents. Even better if you can bring them on the air with you. I know they must be mortified that you're doing this, but we would love to have them. We can change everyone's names. Anyway, give us a shout. Go to jillandmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Don't forget, while you're on the website, to check out all the content that is refreshed all the time. Especially, you should check out the blog section. I do try to put up a few posts every week. Two posts a week. Maybe one. I don't know. It depends how aggressive I'm going to get. Mark Talercio, thank you so much. You're the best co-host and executive producer and king of all things web. This program is distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you wouldn't mind, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.